But let's begin our conversation this morning with a look at those numbers out of Best Buy company reporting its quarter before the market opened today. We saw the move there from the stock in the pre-market. Going through the quarter here, Best Buy, $11.9 billion on the top line, better than expected, $2.98 in adjusted earnings per share. And you look here by the segment, Brian Sozzi, and really a standout for Best Buy in its most recent quarter is what it saw on its enterprise line. We've all, you know, kind of seen the stock up your home trade take place throughout the pandemic, and we can get into some of the consumer stuff from Best Buy in a minute, but certainly a standout there to see enterprise comp sales rising almost at the same pace as they're seeing in their consumer business.
Right, Miles. And I do want to somewhat back into this quarter because there's one number out of this whole really earnings release from Best Buy that definitely stood out to me. And if you're out there trading at Best Buy, shares are up about 4.5% pre-market the last time I checked. It is $4.4 billion. That is the number of the morning for Best Buy's earnings results. That is how much cash this company now has on its balance sheet, almost 16% of its total market cap, according to Yahoo Finance Plus data. And at some point soon, Best Buy should or could be looking at a pretty a pickup in how much capital it returns to shareholders, whether they look at something in terms of a larger share repurchase program or really jack us up the dividend. Are we talking a potential Costco-like special dividend here at some point? Potentially, that could be starting to come into discussion for Best Buy, just given how much cash it has on its balance sheet. And so you're asking, well, why does it have $4.4 billion or 16% of its market cap in cash? It's because of really strong quarters like the company put up today, really double-digit growth in every product category. The standout category continues to be, I would say, appliances, not a surprise. You know, we've talked to Whirlpool CEO Mark Bitzer extensively throughout the pandemic. Consumers continue to upgrade their homes despite home sales and home remodeling ticking down a bit. Appliances are a good story. Operating margins up in that key U.S. division, that is good. If there's any knock here, it is the decline in the U.S. business online sales, down 28%. Again, given strong comparisons to last year when everybody was buying stuff online. But all in all, this is a very good quarter. And also, lastly, too, before I hand it off to you, Julie, a good quote here by Best Buy CEO Corey Barry, which really summarizes, I think, the quarter for this company. Quote, there has been a dramatic and structural increase in the need for technology. And she has a very good point there. Not only have we all upgraded or just added things to our tech life over the past year and a half of the pandemic, now a lot of this stuff is starting to wear out. So you need more tech stuff. I look at me, for example. We went back to the office for about a month and a half. I love my two monitor setup. I went back the next day. I bought a new monitor for my kitchen. I didn't know I needed it. In addition to the monitor I got, I bought three new cables to hook it up to my laptop. So, and I know there's a lot of other folks out there like me, and that really, I think, helps explain this quarter.
Of course, needing it is all relative in this particular case.
I needed it, Julie. Well, it's also, I needed it.
Yes, yes. Also interesting, the forecast that coming from the company, because they are looking for third quarter comps to fall by 1% to 3%, but analysts have been looking for a much bigger drop for 9%. So I keep looking for hints in these retail earnings that all is not well and not really finding it in terms of the outlook because of the effect or lack thereof of the Delta variant. You know, we got that University of Michigan confidence number that was really weak, and I think that was puzzling to some economists. I know we're going to talk about that more in just a moment. We are not seeing that weakness reflected. Yes, Best Buy is looking for a drop in the current quarter, but it's a much smaller drop than estimated. And I imagine on the call, that might be something that they are asked about a little bit more. You know, maybe to your point, Saz, that will those declines in e-commerce sales reverse as people stay home? You know, tough to tell given what we have seen in terms of the resilience of the consumer getting out there. But I am listening for a lot of those clues as to what is happening on the ground right now.
Definitely also want to flag, Julie and Miles, inventory for Best Buy up $2.3 billion year over year. And Best Buy is not alone in the retail space, really starting to just, I think, stuff its warehouses and fulfillment centers with a lot of inventory ahead of back to school and the holiday shopping season because of lots of really disruptions in the supply chain, whether it's getting goods from China to the U.S. or just increases in container costs. You see a lot of companies, big box retailers, Best Buy, a Walmart, even a Target, really starting to build up a lot of inventory for the back half of the year.
Yeah, and it kind of on the Best Buy local, conversation there. I feel like every time I go into a Best Buy, it's essentially empty. So, I guess they got plenty of room to grow into the stores. Now, of course, this comes from a massive delevering of the inventory right over the last 20 years, but we'll leave that there. But yeah, I think, you know, that holiday dynamic, right? We are in August, but if you're a retailer, that means it basically is the holiday season. I think it'll again sort of show the widening gap, you know, within the business sector. Obviously, we talked a lot about the K-shaped recovery last year, but there's a K-shaped recovery in corporate America as well, right? The companies that have the space, the ability, the capital to go out and build up inventories ahead of a holiday season, whereas you might see smaller retailers that are already dealing with supply chain pressures that are never really going to catch up. I mean, I don't know, right? None of us knows what the item is going to be, but we know that come mid-October, there are going to be a slew of stories about hot item X at retailer Y is already sold out through New Year's, so on and so forth. Because, you know, those couple month delays that now are kind of annoying, well, roll it forward 1 month, 2 months, now you're missing the holiday season. So I think people will just end up with a new TV instead of the trendy jacket or something they wanted, right? Because Best Buy had the TV and the jacket was stuck on a boat. So you have to sell.
I do want to correct myself. We were back in the office for 3 weeks, not a month and a half. It just all felt very exciting to me that it felt like a month and a half. So I lost track of time, but just wanted to add that in there.
That's right. Nothing quite like, I finally sucked it up and bought the discounted 20 ticket pass on NJ Transit on the day that we were told we're going to be working from home indefinitely. Something else just to note within the Best Buy quarter, they do call out government stimulus, improving wages, and high savings levels. And, you know, note this morning out of the team, you know, over at RBC, a strategy note, but talking about how most companies, and they've gone through every earnings call from an S&P 500 company, most companies right now still see a favorable environment for the consumer. And I know there's been some Delta conversations, and certainly those concerns have come up. And we see some slowing in the data. But from the way businesses see the situation right now, there's not a lot of broad concern about their trajectory, which, again, for most companies remains, we'll call it up and to the right, of a sort as we get through this recovery.